Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 18th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Good Friday. Commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary is a significant Christian holiday observed during Holy Week. This solemn day, also known as Great Friday or Holy Friday, has origins dating back to the 4th century and is marked by fasting and somber processions in many countries. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 33 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with temperatures climbing to around 66 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, we might see a chance of rain after 7 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a low of 52. And winds picking up to around 15. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 9:45 with a high tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain Saturday morning, then partly sunny skies with a high near 80. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 56. Sunday brings mostly sunny weather at a high near 65, cooling down to around 41 at night. Monday stays mostly sunny, with a high near 59, then a chance of rain showers after 8 p.m., with lows around 45. Tuesday also has a chance of rain, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 63. Dipping to around 46 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them. Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the ongoing conflict between the Trump administration and Harvard University escalates as Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem threatens to revoke Harvard's certification for its student and exchange visitor program. Harvard must provide detailed records on foreign student visa holders involved in illegal activities by April 30th. If not, the university could lose the ability to enroll international students, which currently number over 6,000. Furthermore, Noem announced the termination of more than $2.7 million in grants to Harvard. A rally titled Stand Up for Internationals drew over 1,000 participants, including students and faculty, protesting the government's actions. Now on to sports. The 2025 NBA playoffs tip off this weekend, featuring a mix of emerging stars and seasoned veterans. The top seeds are set, with the Boston Celtics aiming for back-to-back titles, led by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, while LeBron James and Luka Doncic seek a deep run for the Lakers. In the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, with MVP frontrunner Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, look poised for success. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavaliers, armed with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, seek to overcome previous playoff disappointments. With numerous compelling storylines, this postseason is sure to deliver. In local sports, the Celtics were off last night, but Sunday afternoon, they take on the Magic at the Garden for Game 1 of the East first round. Tip-off is at 3:30 on ABC. And tonight at Fenway, the Sox open a 4-game series against the White Sox. Hunter Dobbins, with an impressive 2.25 ERA, faces Martin Perez and his 3.60 ERA. It should be a mild 59 degrees in Boston for the first pitch at 7:10. In top news, President Donald Trump signed an executive order aimed at lowering prescription drug prices for many Americans, including those on Medicare. The order revised policies from his first term, mandating community health centers to provide discounted insulin and injectable epinephrine to uninsured and low-income patients, a rule rescinded by the Biden administration in 2021. The order also instructs the Department of Health and Human Services to reconsider Medicare drug price negotiations with pharmaceutical companies, addressing this so-called pill penalty that affects pricing based on drug form. Additionally, it aims to streamline drug importation programs to assist states. In business news, in a surprising twist, several finance professionals found themselves disconnected from the stock market while attending the Masters at Augusta National Golf Club. With a strict no cell phones policy, they missed the news of a significant market rally led by President Trump's announcement of a 90-day pause on tariffs. The Nasdaq surged by 12%, marking its largest gain in 24 years, while the S&P 500 climbed by 9.5%, its best day since 2008. For many attendees, this break from financial anxiety turned out to be a refreshing experience. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at about $85,000. Ethereum is down 3%. To just under 1,600. And Goetze's Maximus is down 0.5% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers warn that climate change will make rice increasingly toxic due to rising temperatures and elevated carbon dioxide levels, potentially threatening billions of people with cancers and other diseases. According to a study published in The Lancet Planetary Health, rice absorbs high levels of arsenic, a potent carcinogen. Louis Siska, a plant physiologist, led a team that found increased carbon dioxide in temperature led to higher arsenic levels in rice grains. This poses significant health risks, especially for infants. The study emphasizes the urgent need for regulatory action and potential interventions to mitigate arsenic exposure from rice. And in entertainment news, Alicia Silverstone is set to return as Cher Horowitz in a new series sequel to the beloved 1995 film Clueless, currently in development at Peacock. Silverstone will not only star, but also executive produce alongside director Amy Heckerling. This follow-up will take place 30 years after the original film, hinting at Cher's future with Paul Rudd's character, Josh Lucas. The writing team includes Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage, known for hits like Gossip Girl. Silverstone's journey with Clueless is marked by unforgettable moments, including her memories of Brittany Murphy's audition. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American chef and television personality, Julia Child. And she said, "Drama is very important in life. You have to come on with a bang. You never want to go out with a whimper. Everything can have drama if it's done right, even a pancake. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.